Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business, especially today. It's the first work day of 2016. It's going to be a great year, absolutely a great year. And today is the day when you decide what business success you're going to have in 2016. Success does have a great deal to do with the economy. It has a great deal to do with your marketplace, but it really has a great deal to do with how you think about it. Now, in the last few weeks, you probably have already planned for 2016. You already know what you want to accomplish. You know what you want to accomplish today. But today is to sit back and reflect. It's about reflecting about what happened in 2015. What worked? What didn't work? What are we going to change? How are we going to be successful? What is our plan? Now, we certainly should break things down into smaller bits. We want to think about what we're going to do today, this week, this month, 6 months from now. But we really do want to make sure that we have a plan and we understand exactly what we're going to do. And everything is driven by sales, prospecting and sales, and everything falls from that. So how is your 2016 going to be? Are you going to be a big winner this year? Or is it going to be just something that you plod through? It is a choice. You have to choose that this is going to be the best year ever, and you have to sit down and you have to start thinking about exactly what you are going to do to make it a good year. Don't listen to what people tell you. The stock market's down today. It's down a great deal. It'll be up tomorrow. It'll be down the next day. Who knows? But that doesn't have anything to do with your prospecting, with your sales. You're out there to help people. You're out there to make people's businesses better. You're there to reduce their stress. You're there to help them along the way. You have to deliver that message. This is a good day to have a meeting with all of your people, all of your employees, and say, well, what are we going to accomplish this year? What commitment are you going to make to the business to be successful? What are you going to personally change about your performance? What do you want to have happen? What does success mean to you? Let's get everyone on the team together. Let's get a team meeting. Let's make sure that the team wants to win. And it's going to be an absolutely fabulous year, as I said, because you're going to sit down every single day, think about what you need to do, think about what needs to be changed, think about what needs to be improved, think about what needs to be focused on. And when we focus on the day, and we focus on the week, and we focus on the month, we don't have to worry about what's going to happen in the year. Business people are always evolving. They're always changing. They're always making it happen. They're never standing still. They're never sitting back. And yes, we do whine once in a while about the conditions that we live under, and we do whine about the economy and the business and government regulations. And then what do? We stand straight up. We say to ourselves, we are not going to let anybody keep us from being successful. And we are going to make this year absolutely incredible. So I'm going to look forward to talking to you throughout the year, giving you business tips. Keep in mind that there are well over 400 radio shows on Blog Talk Radio and on iTunes. And this is going to be the best year ever. This is Howard Lewinter, and I look forward to continuing the conversation with you. Until tomorrow.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.